Barrhead for the second year in a row, Fort Assiniboine will have a Barebones Remembrance Day ceremony. Legion President Dale Cluen said they didn't have much choice given the public health restrictions. Under the province's Tips for Remembrance Day document, indoor ceremonies are allowed, but they must follow the capacity limits outlined under the Chief Medical Health Officer's Order 44-2021 unless they are taking part in the restriction exemption program where people 12 and older need to show proof of double vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test, in addition to following mandatory indoor masking. As a result, the ceremony will be limited to a small outdoor ceremony at the War Memorial on Fort Assiniboine's Main Street just outside the Legion Building. At the 11th hour, we will lay the wreaths and say a few words, he said, adding depending on the weather, the entire ceremony will take between 20 to 30 minutes. Normally in Fort Assiniboine, the Remembrance Day ceremony is between an hour and a half long. Combining an indoor regular service usually by a visiting Legion or Canadian Armed Forces chaplain along with community contributions from Fort Assiniboine School and addresses by provincial, federal and municipal officials, followed by the chapter's Legion Awards. After the ceremony, they serve a hot dog lunch. We didn't want to be in a position of asking everyone to show us their vaccination information, he said. Barrhead Remembrance Day Ceremony. Barrhead Royal Canadian Legion President John Tiemstra confirmed that Barrhead's Remembrance Day Ceremony will also be held outside at the community's cenotaph starting at about 10:30 a.m., with its duration being largely dependent on the weather. In an October 26 interview, Tiemstra noted that although indoor ceremonies may be permitted under current public health restrictions, the Legion's Dominion Command restricted activities to outdoor events only. He added that due to COVID-19 and public health restrictions, the Legion will not be participating in any ceremonies or events held on Remembrance Day week at area schools or seniors' living facilities. Barry Curtin, townandcountrytoday.com.